Hi, can I speak with Lindsay?
Hi, Al. Speak on.
Yeah, hi. Is Elliot returning the call from our May League? Are you doing you okay?
Oh, hi. Are you all right?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks. Is it better time speaking? I think you was out before, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm at home now.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, what would you need to do today, to be fair, Lindsay? Just confirm a few details with you. Take a very brief statement, and we can look at obviously getting this claim, you know, processed for you.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, is it Miss or Mrs. Lindsay Fish?
Miss.
Perfect, no worries. And the best email address is lindsaygfish@gmail.com?
Yes.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
1805, 1984.
Thank you. And just your door number and postal code as well?
That's number 14, and it's mine block.
Sorry, HD45HD?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Is that Thackeray Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Just one moment, just going to pop that in now. So what age was it that you was placed into care?
I was first time, I've been into care a few times, mate, in and out my whole life. So the first time I went into care, I think I was about 7.
Oh, 7, yeah. So would you know your mother's and father's names then? Can I just take them first of all?
Catherine Grady.
Yeah.
And David Fish.
Yeah, so do you know where it was where you was first placed then when you were 7?
Morton Hall.
Martin Hall, is that?
Morton.
Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what area is that?
I'm not too sure. I think it's Morton.
In Morton as well, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
So it's where the crematorium is. Yeah, you said you was about 7, was you?
Yeah, I was 7 then.
Yeah. And how long was you there for, roughly?
We were there for a week.
Yeah.
And then we got moved on back home, and then we got taken back into care again when I think I was 10. No, I was
so
11.
Did you suffer any abuse when you was in Morton Hall then in that week, or was it more when you went back afterwards?
No, when we were in Morton Hall, there was an old guy in there that was trying to bath my little sister without permission, you know. Was trying to put me in the room while my little sister was being bathed.
I will make a note of that, so I don't mean to say like anything else to say like dismiss that, but was there anything else that happened during the time, or was it just that one?
Terrifying being young and, you know, vulnerable.
Yeah, no, of course, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like just as if that wasn't bad.
No.
I mean, is that the only thing that happened, because it was only a week that you was there, is what I mean.
Yeah, well, I went into more than children's home when I was 15. And while I was there, I was, I don't know if you call it rape, but I was groomed and sexually abused by men while I was living in that home.
So just to confirm, sorry then, Morton Hall, you was there for a week or so, then you went home, and then you went back to care.
Yeah.
And where did you go then after that?
I went to a foster carer in White Craig, and then after that I went home again.
And did you suffer any abuse under the foster parent, or was it more afterwards, later down the line?
Yeah, it was later down the line once I got to the care home.
What's the name of that care home?
Morden Children's Home.
Morden, M-O-R-D-O-N, is it, or...?
Yeah, D-U-N, yeah.
D-U and what area is Morden Children's Home?
In Morden, Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh, yeah, no worries. Because it'll be Edinburgh Council that we, you know, or Edinburgh Local Authority that we contact, you say.
Mm-hmm.
And how old was you then? Was you like 15, did you say?
I was 15 and I was removed to the family home because I was in a neglectful, abusive situation. But when I went and got to Morden Home, they used to send me back to the home that I came from.
Sorry, just to confirm, just so I'm putting the dates right, sorry. So you was 15 when you was at Morden, is that when you first moved to Morden Children's Home? You was 15, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long was you there for?
I was there for a year.
A year?
So I was 16 and then they booted me out.
Right, okay, yeah. So it was 1999 till 2000 then, Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1999 till 2000. Right, okay, yeah, so if you don't mind, if you can just explain a little bit about kind of what happened and your experience at Malden Children's Home then.
Yeah, well, when I first got there, I got there because my mum's household was neglectful and abusive. I had two brothers that had heroin addictions, so I'd self-referred to care and got put in. Now, when I got there, whenever they couldn't cope with me, they used to send me back to my mum's, where I was being ignored and just, it was just the whole abusive situation there. And then I'd been in Morden for about 6 months, and one of my friends had got in touch with his guy that owned a restaurant, and the children's home knew what was happening and done nothing about it, really, to tell the truth. And we were going, these Asian men were picking us up for the home and taking us to their property, and they were doing what they wanted with us then. It was reported to the police, to St Leonard's as well. At that time, I wasn't ready to talk about what was going on. I felt ashamed.
Yeah. So just one moment, sorry, because I've just got to write a lot of this up. So the staff would send you back home, first of all, wouldn't they, to obviously
an abusive situation, yeah.
And drug-fueled situation,
mm-hmm.
Which is obviously clear neglect from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just to confirm, sorry, you said that these other men used to pick these up and take you to the takeaway, was it, sorry? Or...
Yeah, they used to take us to their house.
Yeah.
Or to a flat that they used to take the young girls there.
And the drug giving things?
Yeah, well, they used to give us tequila shots and whatever else was in them tequila shots, so...
And then they would like sexually assault you and things like that then, would they?
I've already reported it to the police, but I didn't want to make a statement in court at the time.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm sorry to hear that as well. I mean, I'm from Manchester, but just in a part like Oldham, and it's, you know, situation like that's quite bad around their area as well, you know, like, with things like that as well, to be fair. It's horrible.
I'm older now, I understand what happened, wasn't my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's no need to feel like it was your fault. It's absolutely disgraceful, to be completely honest with you.
Thank you.
Would you say that the staff knew like where you was going when you was getting picked up, or that you was getting picked
up? Yeah, they knew where they were going because the staff used me to pinpoint the property.
Yeah.
So the staff used me because I broke off from it and I didn't want to go back because of what had happened to me. And I didn't want to go with my friend to that house anymore. I broke off and I started going back to my cousin's more. They used me when all the lassies had run away from the home to them. They used me to show them where they were. So they knew exactly what was going on and they knew it happened to me as well.
But, like, they didn't, like, report it to the police? Nothing was done after that?
No, they didn't repeat it. I think it was one of the other homes, that one of the lassies that was going, I think they had, like, rung the bell on it. And that's when it all came to light, and I started, like, the police would come to my door asking me to make a statement. But at that time, I was just like, no, go away, no, you know. I don't want to do it. I've already been through a child sexual abuse case when I was 6 years old. I didn't want to go through it again.
No, of course. I'm sorry to hear that. And was there anything else that you remember happening during your time, like in the home? Any of the staff, like abusive or anything like that, or
because I was an undiagnosed kid with ADHD, I was difficult. Like I say, they used to let me do what I wanted and be wherever I wanted. They didn't care. They didn't phone the police on me when I was missing or nothing.
Yeah.
And then there was two staff there that made you feel inferior.
Yeah.
I also had a social worker as well, you know, that used to make me feel uncomfortable when he took me out in the car, so I refused to go with him after that.
And the staff, like, used to talk down to you and things like that, did they?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did. They used to talk to me like with a piece of crap. And that's what I was coming from, you know?
Yeah. But coming from kind of an abusive background as well, that's obviously not going to help. It's just going to make you feel worse, in fact.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just got to also write up as if it's like a statement at the same time, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else that you can think of, though, that is all the details that I will need. So obviously, thank you for confirming that with me as well. Kind of appreciate, you know, it can be a little bit of a difficult conversation. So I do obviously appreciate you taking the time and, you know, discussing that as well. So just to confirm, I know you might have like some like pre-existing medical conditions, but you don't suffer from any kind of like terminal illness at the moment, do you?
No.
No, perfect. Sorry, one moment for you. And just obviously, touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the, like, 12 months or so that this claim takes place, would you just have to put, like, a beneficiary down on the system?
Right.
Somebody who would receive the money instead of yourself. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for you?
My son, Conan.
Conan. And is it Fish?
Wilson.
No worries.
Yeah. He got his dad's name, thank God.
Yeah, perfect. No worries. Yeah, so just to confirm, basically, there's not much more that we need in regards to this case for you now. There's just three things that we need. We do need a proof of ID from yourself, so whether that's a driver's licence, passport, even a bus pass, just any kind of photo ID. And we do also just need a proof of address as well. So any kind of letter that's dated within the last 3 months that has your name and address on.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. What I'm going to do, Lindsay, is I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp now. If you can do me a favour, if you can just take a picture of both of those things for me and send it over on WhatsApp. Whilst you're doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get the form sent over that we'll need you to sign as well, if that's okay.
Yeah,
perfect, thank you. I won't be one moment for you then. If you can just send them over for me now.
All right, thank you. I'll get one now. Do you know when you actually need a bit of mail?
Yeah, now you can't find one.
Yeah.
Right, so it can be anything, as long as the date that's on there is like within the last like 3 months.
Right, that's not 3 months, that's October.
Yeah.
This one here doesn't help. Oh, that's the 10th of March 2026. Could I send you that for the children's reporter?
That's perfect. Yeah, as long as it's got your name and address on as well, yeah?
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And then any kind of photo ID as well?
Yeah, I've got my provisional license.
Yeah, that's perfect, yeah. Just one more thing as well. You know, when you was 15, before you got placed into Morden, do you know your address that you was living at before you went there?
Yeah, it was 106 Nidra House Square.
How's that spelled, Nidra House?
N-I-D-D-R-I-E, and house.
Oh, perfect, yeah. In Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Can't remember the postcode.
No, don't worry, I've got that there. It's not a problem.
That
That's perfect. Is there any chance you can just take a picture of the full page for me, though, so we can see the full page, if that's possible?
There's...
Thank you.
Right,
there we go. Yeah, brilliant. So, yeah, thank you. So all that's left now, like I said, is you're just going to receive a text message from me any moment on your text rather than WhatsApp.
Yeah.
That is just the form for you to sign. So just so you're aware, what that does, that gives us the authority to contact, like, the local council and whatnot and get all of your relevant forms from them. But it does also mention about our fees as well. So just obviously, so you're aware, Lindsay, we do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis. So we will never charge you a penny if you're unsuccessful. In a successful case, it is just 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Yes, if you can just open up those texts for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really simple, to be fair. If you just scroll down, just underneath the blue box, you'll see a white box to put your signature inside. All you got to do is sign inside that box and then just click the blue button that says execute all.
There we go.
Perfect. And then it'll just say sign in complete, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, yeah, perfect. That's everything for now. There's just one more thing that I do need to make you aware of, that I do just need to make every person aware of in each call. So there are three different ways that you can make a claim if you would like to. You can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can use a solicitor that gets paid up to £2,000 by the government for legal fees advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. So that's just as we just discussed, the 20% including the VAT, if that's okay with you. Perfect. No worries, Lindsay. Yeah, so from this point onwards, what we're going to do is we'll send this off to the redress scheme right away. That usually takes around 7 to 10 days to respond, so about a week or two. Once they get back, basically, solicitors will give you a call to let you know that the case has been accepted. Once they've let you know that, to be completely honest, you won't hear much from them after that. They'll just kind of quietly be working in the background behind the scenes to get your case complete. And then, like I said, it'll take about 12 months in total until you can expect to see a refund.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Brilliant. No worries. Well, that's absolutely everything for now. So what I was going to say, Lindsay, just thank you for taking the time discussing this with me today. I can appreciate it is a little bit of a difficult conversation. So obviously, thank you for taking the time and having that conversation as well. Not a problem. If you do have any queries, issues, anything like that, please feel free to give me a message on WhatsApp and I will give you a call straight back as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
Brilliant. No worries then, Lindsay. Have a lovely day, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.